920 News Now, 7:42. Joining us now on the 920 News Now live line is Senator Jeff Holy. Good morning.
Dave and Teresa, good morning.
It's nice to have you here. Supplemental budgets just released. Let's talk about any concerns or what you're hoping for in those budgets.
Well, the financial outlooks look pretty good. The problem isn't spending the money that we see from the increased economic activity and the uptick in revenue stream. The problem is the additional taxes that the majority party is still trying to put in place on top of this. It's just, I don't know when enough's enough. You know, when you, about 10 years ago, we had a $39 billion budget for the cycle, and now we're looking at mid-60s. And it's still, they're having to play tax games on top of the revenue increases out here, and it baffles me. The budgetary allocations are pretty common sense at this point within the realms of the revenue we have, of course. And I think that there's opportunities available for us to make this happen and do everything we're attempting to do and not increase taxes at the same time. So I'm happy with the project list where the money's allocated. I'm kind of a little bit peeved at the sources they're using on top of the revenue stream.
There had been some bipartisan support to cut some taxes with the large budget and the amount of revenue that the state has seen. What happened there?
Well, it's not just where they're cutting. It's where they're increasing. It's just proportionate. Some of the things that happen are great eye candy. Looking at the details, I think it becomes problematic here. I tell you, one of the things that's been a refresher here is the transportation budget. We're holding the line of gas taxes, although there's some fee increases in there that are a bit problematic. But it looks like that Spokane, possibly in the supplemental budget, will receive equal to or more consideration than we've been getting over a number of years now. So that makes me feel good, seeing that we're actually in the mix. Mere coincidence that I'm recently assigned to the Transportation Committee, and Curtis King has been an absolute just a walking library. He's an institutional memory for the Transportation Committee as a whole, the ranking member from the Republican Caucus. So I'm really happy, and with the two larger budgets, where they're going is just some of the revenue streams that maybe are unnecessary just because of the increase in some of the taxes are unnecessary due to the increased revenue streams we have.
Just a few weeks left in the session. Do you anticipate all the work will get done?
I'm a kook. I'm pathologically optimistic. Come on. you make me smile. All the work will get done. You have twice the amount of people, two representatives for every district. We have one senator. You know, just by sheer numbers, they tend to produce twice the volume that we do of legislation in a given session. So now we're in crossover at this point where the House of Origin, where the bills came from, has been shut. And, we're looking at each other's bills now. So we're looking at House bills. For us to approach the volume of the sending over here is physically impossible in a long session, even. I mean, but in a short session especially. So the getting the work done, we'll probably tend to focus on the things that are most important. And when you see something that might be brought over from one chamber to another, it goes directly to our money committee, goes to transportation, goes to ways and means, goes to appropriations, that somebody's looking at it and trying to make sure that everything fits within the time slot we have and accomplish those things that are important. So there's efficiencies that say that most of the important stuff is going to get taken care of.
All right, Senator Holy, thank you for your time. I know you are busy, and I'm glad I could give you a little chuckle this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Take care. Thanks so much.